Ladies and gentlemen, your president, duly elected, Tendai L. Biti.
Speaking at the end of the Congress, newly elected People's Democratic leader Tendai Biti, whose party was until this week known as MDC Renewal, committed to transform Zimbabwe, citing the PDP's unique strength and niche.
We are very strong as a movement in terms of ideas and policies. You've seen the policies that we've written and crafted, arrest, hope. We are already right now, as I'm speaking, crafting a 40-year vision for Zimbabwe called Ideas. So we will occupy that niche so that we can give ideas to the opposition movement that can take our country forward.
The PDP leader said he would work with any party willing to be part of a broad coalition to help break ZANU-PF's 35-year rule and influence.
The biggest challenge for every Zimbabwean right now is, number one, how do we get out of this dungeon? How do we get out of this prison brought about by 35 years of ZANU-PF misrule? To me, it's very simple. We have to come together as Zimbabweans. There has to be convergence. We have to come together as opposition political parties. So we will strive to ensure that coalition will be built.
Biti said his party will work to improve the lives of ordinary Zimbabweans by revamping the economy through its holistic program for economic transformation, hope, and agenda for the restoration and rehabilitation of electoral sustainability arrest adopted at the Congress. This resonated with Delegate Munetsi Tinei.
From what we have heard from this hope document, what we have read in it, it is starting to bring back hope that this country will be restored again economically, and there's an issue of employment I've seen in it, which is so bright.
However, despite his ambitious plans and reception by some, not all delegates were happy with the Congress outcome, particularly the nominations of candidates, which included the appointment of Samuel Sipepangomo as vice president, Lucia Matibenga and Wachisibanda as chair and vice chair, respectively, Gordon Moyes, the secretary general, Solomon Madzore as organizing secretary, and Jacob Mafume as party spokesperson. Youth wing groups from Manicaland, Mashingo, Mashonaland West, Bulawayo and Matabeleland raised objections to the oversight given to members from their provinces for some top posts. Thomas Mukweyo from Manicaland, for example, cited the treasury position given to Benson Dini, which he felt should have gone to his deputy Julius Magara Mombe.
His position is not fair and free. He was at first appointed as a committee member, then he appoints as a vice treasurer instead of treasurer. So that was the situation we are not loving.
To calm the crowd, the party's vice president, Sipepangomo, promised to look into their grievances.
Appeal both to Manicaland and the Maswingo and the youth in Matabeleland. Please give the new leadership a chance. We will resolve the issues.
The PDP ended with the adoption of a new constitution, which stipulates that all party leaders will be elected and not automatically nominated to represent the party in elections, that all leaders will declare their assets and consent to an audit. All members will also be subjected to a two-term limit. The PDP also resolved to work with all African nations and organizations on the continent, as well as the international community. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.